This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, the economy is still the number one issue for voters, and the real economy is what we've been calling our election coverage here at Marketplace. And as part of that coverage, we've been talking to voters in Loudoun County in the swing state of Virginia. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer found two undecided voters there who have finally made up their minds. One is voting for Obama, the other for Romney.
Our Obama voter is David Boies. He owns a small tech research firm in Ashburn, Virginia.
This is it.
Boies shows me around his office. His desk is dominated by a big screen TV he uses as a computer monitor.
Wow, what a huge monitor. That's cool.
I ask Boies, why Obama? He starts by talking about why he's not voting for Romney. He says Romney's plan to balance the budget without raising taxes doesn't add up.
I'm an engineer, so numbers matter. And from the plans, what little we know about them, the numbers just don't work.
Boies also worries that Romney would cut education funding. He needs a steady stream of well-educated workers.
One of the first things that I have to do with any new employees, I have to teach them to speak and I have to teach them to write. If you can't communicate what your findings are, you might as well not have done the research.
Boies said the president's support for education is the main issue tipping him into the Obama camp. With that, I said goodbye.
Take care.
Yep.
And headed over to talk to our Romney voter, Tony Palm. He's a recruiter at a defense contractor in Loudoun County.
Nice to see you.
It's the second time I've interviewed Palm. The first time he was very much on the fence. Not anymore. Palm's number one issue is the economy. He decided to vote for Romney about halfway through the second debate. When the president was asked about high gas prices, Palm was not satisfied with his answer.
I mean, it really does come down to that. What are you paying for a gallon of gas at the pump? I was paying less than $2 just 3.5 years ago.
Palm's decision is also based on something less tangible. He was in the Navy for 20 years and puts a premium on leadership. He doesn't think President Obama has been a strong leader.
You put a leader in front of me, a real leader, and I'll follow them into combat.
Palm says he doesn't follow parties. He follows people. And he'd switch to the Democrats in a heartbeat if a Romney administration failed to measure up.
Bada bing, bada boom, you're out the door.
And both voters say they could split their tickets and vote for the other party in Virginia's hotly contested Senate race. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.